And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. We ran a little long on the wedding soup, but Italian weddings tend to run long. So we're going to talk about some hot and sour now, Bob. What are you thinking?
I think Polish weddings run longer.
Do they? What kind of soup do they have?
They go for 3 days. They wake up on the tables and they go right back at it until all the kegs are gone.
Right.
And the uncles can't take it anymore.
I see.
That's the old school West Side wedding.
Sure.
Yes, indeed. The big old uncles are pouring the beer, and the aunts are serving the food, and everybody is having a time.
Nobody runs out of anything
except
energy.
They don't complain. They don't seem to. So we all have our favorite Chinese restaurant, right? And
they've all done pretty well during COVID, except for the ones with the buffets, I guess. But yeah. A lot of takeout in the Chinese world.
Yeah. And I think I choose my Chinese restaurants by which ones have good hot and sour soup. If they don't, I just don't go. Because to me, that's one of my favorite soups that I got engrossed in when I was living in the service in the Pacific, right? A lot of Chinese people on our island, and we had some good stuff out there, and I found that to be delectable. So this is an easy one. You're going to need about a pound of pork tenderloin, and you're going to cut that into like 1.5-inch by 1/4-inch strips. You need olive oil, fresh mushrooms, again, with the chicken broth. What's with the chicken broth?
It's a good base for soup, man.
Some soy sauce, some chili garlic sauce, which you can find in your favorite supermarket in the international aisle. Some pepper and some extra firm, wait for it,
tofu!
Chop's favorite food. And then some bamboo shoots, some sliced water chestnuts, and a half cup of white vinegar. Some cornstarch, cold water, sesame oil. Big deal. Go to Old World Olive Company and get their toasted sesame oil.
Right. You don't want to use much of it. That stuff is potent,
phenomenal.
But it has a great flavor.
Yes. So, in a Dutch oven.
What's that, Bob?
Brown your pork in oil until no longer pink. That's a big deal. Remove it from the heat and keep it warm. Oh, by the way, I ripped this off from tasteofhome.com.
Okay.
I looked at many different versions of this, and this one to me looked like the closest thing assimilation to what I'm used to, and that's all that matters. So add your broth. You got to take that meat out, set it aside, and add your broth, soy sauce, chili garlic sauce, bring to a boil, reduce the heat, cover and simmer for 10 minutes. Return the meat and mushrooms to the pan. Stir in the tofu, bamboo shoots, water chestnuts, and vinegar. Simmer uncovered for 10 minutes. That's all you need.
What am I missing? There's pork and tofu in it. I thought tofu was a meat substitute.
Well, it's a protein, but it's not necessarily a substitute to people who grow up eating tofu.
Okay.
I think in China, meat and pork in particular was always at a premium. But tofu, you know, they can buy soybeans from America cheap.
Yep.
So okay. That's how they make their tofu.
All right, so there you are, hot and sour.
In a small bowl, combine cornstarch and water until smooth. Gradually stir it into the soup. Bring to a boil for 2 minutes. Okay?
This is a recipe show today.
Stir in the sesame oil and garnish it with onions. Now,
like green onion tops?
I like chopped green onions. Yeah,
right.
They're just so good looking.
Right.
Kind of like you.
I understand. I don't look anything like a hot and sour soup, but I am good looking. That's why I'm on the radio. But we got to pick up the pace here a little bit.
Recipes, I know.
People are going to be driving this thing into the ditch because they're going to fall asleep listening to us, man.
I'm sorry, but, you know, it's a comfort show, so we have to be comfortable.
Okay, yeah. Slow down, go easy, Jop. Yeah.
Stews, do's and don'ts.
Yeah, Stew.
What do you know about Stew?
Hey, I pledged a fraternity with a guy named Stu, and he's still a lifelong friend, and I don't know how well he can cook, but I told him to do's and don'ts sometimes.
I think stew is one of the easiest things to make.
I think there's tricks to the trade, though.
There are, and we want to talk about a few of those. But typically for a stew, you're going to use like trimmings, or I like using chuck roast.
Yep. A lot of flavor in the chuck roast. Yeah, a lot of fat, and that renders down, and that makes flavor in your soup.
And you can get your chuck roast like cut into a 1-inch slab instead of 2-inch, and then you can go ahead and debone it and take all the fat off that you can possibly get off, any grizzle, anything uncomfortable or awkward, so nobody's choking at your table. But then brown that, and again, you can use that same big pot and brown that and or your Dutch oven. And I like to add my spices to the meat and
garlic, rock salt.
Garlic, salt, and pepper.
Right.
And thyme. Thyme is a biggie to me, and I put it in too many things, but for stew, it's a must. And
some things just take time, Bob.
Yes. And I think, you know, it's a great time to experiment with some different vegetables, but of course, potatoes and carrots are just a big deal.
Right.
And then
sweet onion.
Pour in some beef stock if you've got it.
Right.
And I'm going to go with a Spanish onion or a pungent onion, something. You know, I save the sweets for raw, but, you know, to each his own.
Right.
Whatever you've got in the onion drawer, basically, is how that's going to roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're making a gravy out of beef broth. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I'm going to probably mix up a little flour and cornstarch with some water and stir it, whisk it, so I get all the lumps out of it, and slowly stir that in until I get it to the consistency I want.
Right.
And then I'm going to put a cover on it and just shut it off.
You don't need...
She's done.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're going to let it cook for a while and break down.
What I'll very often do is I'll pour in my water or beef stock, depending on what I have or need, and I'll put the cover on it, and I'll simmer that for about 45 minutes.
With the meat in there?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Because, again, it's chuck roast. It's going to be a little tough if you don't.
Right.
And if I have the time, I'm going to let that go for a couple hours.
Right.
Now, if I season that meat properly, I can just add water. You don't need, like, a packet of anything. You don't need beef stock. You made beef stock.
Yep.
And if you want to get real smart about it, you take those trimmings and you throw those in the pot first, and you brown all that up, and you render some fat off of there, and then pull that out before you put your meat in.
The chunky leave the fat behind, though.
Yeah. You take all the fat out, and then you put your meat in and brown your meat in the fat that was rendered.
Right.
That's traditional.
Right.
In my mother's kitchen.
Yeah, and you can, you know, this time of year, that can sit on the counter all afternoon in a crock pot if you didn't want to do it in a Dutch oven. I prefer it in the Dutch oven myself, but you can put that on low in the oven and let that thing go for 2 hours or 3 hours, and you're probably going to get the same result, consistency. You don't want to go much longer than that because you don't want it to break down.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do that maybe with the meat, but when it comes to throwing the veggies in, timing's everything. Those carrots and potatoes have a point of perfection.
Got any idea what that is?
Yeah,
when
you think it's good.
Yeah.
It's about 15 to 25 minutes.
Because it's hot in there already.
Doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
You don't want them all mushed out.
Right. You got to cook a potato, though. I don't like them hard.
There you go.
Right.
To each his own.
Exactly. Exactly. You can do the same thing with Bisquick and chicken and dumplings. Do that in a stock pot like that, or your...
Maureen makes that.
Right.
And she hasn't in quite a while.
Yep.
I'm going to have to talk to her.
But you cook that chicken, you get it all browned up and get it cooked almost through, put it in the bottom of the pot, and put that stock in there, or the broth, the chicken broth. You really want that this time. And then just make up the Bisquick recipe that's on a box of Bisquick, and there'll be a dumpling recipe right on the box. And you just drop those in there. And what it'll end up doing is you drop enough of them in.
When it's boiling rapidly.
Right. You drop them in there, and what it'll do is it'll end up almost filling that pot with those dumplings, because they'll swell as they cook. And then you break through that, and the chicken's underneath with the vegetables.
So if you want to make a good stock, when you see these little yard birds on sale, just grab the whole chicken. Make sure you pull out the neck and the gizzards and all that stuff. But you just drop that in a pot of boiling water. And you boil that for about 2 hours.
Right.
And there's your stock.
Yep.
It's going to be wonderful.
Really good. You could even season that with some garlic, salt, and pepper
to
the chicken before you put it in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's comfort food. Well, there's nothing like comfort food in the winter if it isn't a big bowl of chili. And we're going to cover that next. We're going to go around the United States And we may even get south of the border. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.